negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a Vaughan. Somos los únicos que te diremos la verdad, te marcaremos el camino.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show here on Vaughn Radio. It's time for our third half hour, our final half hour. Oh my gosh, time flies, doesn't it? Time flies when you're having fun, right, Fernando?
Right.
Exactly. So today, Tricia and Fernando are here. They are with TYF Comedy. Mm-hmm. And TYF Comedy on Facebook, on Instagram, and they have a show on Gran Vía at the Chocita del Loro.
Yeah.
Which is a very prestigious venue. And the next show is this Wednesday, December 4th at 8:30.
Yeah.
8:30.
And it's the last show of 2019. So we've just got the one show in
last
December.
Last show of the year.
The last show of the year.
Last show of the year. But. So a lot of people at home are saying, my gosh, how can I get tickets?
Mm-hmm.
So they can go to the chocitadelloro.com
mm-hmm.
or they can visit your social media pages.
SOS. And no, that's right.
Right?
The ticket in Atrapalo is cheaper.
Yeah.
Atrapalo.
If you book Atrapalo. On Atrapalo and put in live story, mm-hmm. then you get a discount than if you go pay at the taquilla or the, what do you say, at the ticket office?
Yeah, at the ticket office.
Ticket office.
We lived here too long, right?
There's sometimes I don't know how to say something in English. Yeah. It happens.
People find that hard to believe. Do you ever notice that thing? Well, how come you don't know how to say? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, menos mal. I like it so much more in Spanish.
Yeah, less bad.
Yeah,
menos mal. I like that one. Less bad. And we say, what do we say? Tina knows this one. Menos mal. Es una buena cosa. We say, basically, it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing you showed up.
Yeah.
Menos mal. Less bad that you came. But yeah, we say it's a good thing, usually, don't we?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I ever.
Or like on the bright side or.
Yeah. Okay. Live story is the show. Live story, comedy shorts in English. Now, a lot of people are saying, okay, I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to bring my friend or my partner or whatever.
Or a date.
Or your Spanish friend that won't learn English.
Who wants to improve their English. Exactly. For example. Well, we wanted to give an opportunity. In the break, they said, Kyle, we want to give an opportunity for someone to bring a friend for free. In other words, a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person pays, two people go. That's a good deal,
and
right?
And what you could do is...
Buena oferta.
Yeah, you could get your friend to book the ticket and then don't tell them. And when you go pick it up, then you don't pay as well. That's an option.
Yeah. That's true. Okay. But so we're going to give away this 2-for-1, folks. 2-for-1. 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 In the U.S., they call, I don't know, not so much in Canada, but in the U.S., I find they call this thing a BOGO. You ever heard of that?
No.
Buy one, get one.
Oh.
Buy one, get one. Buy one, get one free. My brother used to live in Texas, and they'd say, oh, they got the Adidas down there on a BOGO. And meaning like a BOGO, meaning buy one, get one.
Okay.
Buy one, pay one, get two. That's a great deal, right? So what do they have to do, Tricia?
Okay, so we're thinking that whoever has the best joke on Twitter,
okay,
in English, it has to be in English, but...
Cuéntanos un chiste. Tell us a joke.
Tell us a
on
joke.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Tell us a joke. And the funniest joke, the best joke...
And it doesn't have to be an original one that they make up right now.
Yeah.
They could even go and find a joke that they like online.
So find a joke, think of one, find one, and write in on Twitter. We can use my name, for example. I'm Kyle Miller as a name on Twitter, right, Tino? Can we hear that again, Tino? How can they participate? Do we have that one? How can they participate on Twitter or on Instagram?
Sigue a Kyle en Twitter y en Instagram.
I'm Kyle Miller.
O lo que es lo mismo, IM, Ile Millar, Ile Millar.
Okay, so we're going to be watching the Twitter or Instagram. I'm IM Kyle Millar. I'm Kyle Millar is my name there. And people can write in, tell us a joke. Cuéntanos un chiste. And the best joke will win the 2-for-1.
You know what? I used to teach English, and I'd use jokes to teach, because there's often play on words. It's a really clever way to really understand a language.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we welcome people to write in. Send us a joke. Think of a joke. Send us your best joke on Twitter or on Instagram. We will read them and assess them. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, while we wait... Maybe we can help some people out by answering some questions. We have a couple questions from listeners. Shall we do that?
Let's
do that. Why don't we go ahead with today's by request?
By request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, by request. Inglés a la carta. That's right. So we have a question here. This listener, Marichel from Barcelona, writes and says, hi, congratulations on your programs. Oh, thank you. I follow them and have your CDs, which are fantastic to bone up on. Well, bone up, that's kind of like, to improve, let's say, to work on my English, let's say. All right. If it suits your program, I would like you to go deeper into the difference between let and allow. Ooh, permitir. Mm-mm. Permitir. This is a good question. They're very similar, aren't they? Allow, I find, is a more formal word, whereas let is more common.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, my mother didn't let me smoke cigarettes. But the important difference grammatically is that let is never followed by to. I don't say my mother didn't let me to smoke. We say my mother didn't let me smoke.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't allow me to smoke. She didn't let me smoke. Right?
Yeah.
So when you were young, did your mother, did your parents let you drink beer when you were 12?
No. I was a sneaky kid, but no, they didn't let me. Nope.
They didn't let you drink beer.
I was
beer.
Not allowed.
All right. Her parents didn't allow her to drink beer. They didn't let her drink beer. The same. My parents didn't let me drink beer. When you were 12, did your father let you drive the car?
No, I started to drive when 20.
When I was 20.
Yeah.
So your father said, no, you're out there starting the engines. No, Fernando, I'm not going to let you drive the car.
But now in Canada, we start when we're 14.
Very young.
My 14-year-old nephew got his learners yesterday.
Con 14 años, folks. Spanish people find that hard to believe.
Me
but
too.
But that's also... Wow, that's younger, though, than... I'm from Nova Scotia on the East Coast, as you know. But in Nova Scotia, you have to be 16.
Mm.
So in Alberta, 14 years old?
Yeah, so from 14...
Can you imagine being 14 in Madrid, driving, out of my way!
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way to school.
Wait.
But you have to be driving with...
años, sacar carnet.
Yeah, but in Madrid, the people with the patinete is dangerous.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
on those,
true.
What do they call them? Scooters.
Yeah. No, but let me tell you. So if you're 14 years old, you have a learner's license, which is just a basic exam. So there's not even driving. But you have to be driving with an adult. So you can't drive by yourself till you're 16. But when I was in high school, the parking lot was bigger for the students, and they drove nicer cars than the teachers.
No.
Mm. Yeah.
It's very stranger.
Yeah, it's but very bizarre.
Very strange.
But I can't drive in Spain, so.
But I think that's also because in Alberta, you have a lot of agriculture and a lot of people that drive, like, tractors and stuff, right?
Yeah, and really...
I don't know, maybe that's a wild generalization, but...
Yeah, and also, everything's so spread out, you really need a car to get around. Like, we don't have... trains from city to city, and my doesn't have a metro, you know, it's...
Yeah. Mm.
We have a train in the city, but it goes from corner to corner. Like, without a car, it's really hard to get around.
It is.
Necessary.
Yeah.
I don't drive. I don't drive a car in Madrid. Do you?
No. I can't. I don't have my license in Spain, and they don't recognize the Canadian license.
It's a...
As you know.
As I know, it's a struggle.
Yes.
But in Canada, when I go home, I get in the car and I drive.
Yeah.
I keep my... Do you keep your Canadian license?
I do.
Me too, yeah.
I'm not sure if we're supposed to, but I do. Why not?
And now in Madrid is forbid drive in the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed
if
to.
You...
Yeah, what's this? What's the latest with that? They seem to all be changing the laws and...
Yeah.
The thing is, when you have an, they have so many elections that every they're always changing the...
Yeah, Madrid
are you allowed Central. To?
I think you have to either, if you drive into the city center, I think you have to pay for underground parking.
What do you do, Tino? Tino goes where he wants. He says, I'm Tino, get out of my way. Voy donde quiero ir. Yo soy Tino. No? Más o menos. Tino, he parks, right? Tino goes into the, he goes downtown. Right,
we're,
Tino?
We're bikers ourselves. The BC Madrid.
Oh, yeah.
You feel
good,
like really
it?
Alive. Like when you arrive alive because it's very dangerous.
Yeah, like I made it.
I'm alive.
It's,
but
quick. It is a quick way to move around, isn't it? BC Madrid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a metro fan. There's too many people.
So did you come here on the bike?
We did.
Yeah.
Because there's a stop not far from here, right?
No, 10 minutes.
And we rake a video on Instagram for...
We made a video like, oh, our limousine driver hasn't arrived. Mm.
So we're on a bike.
Yeah.
It's the proof.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let and allow. That was our question. Let and allow. So I would say that the best answer is they're very similar, let and allow. Let is never followed by to. Allow is more formal. Let is more common, right?
Mm.
I say let... He didn't let me do it. I say let much more, 10 times more often, right?
I think so too, yeah.
Okay. So we have one joke. We'll read this joke in a minute, but we're still, as we say, the lines are open, folks. Right? The lines are open. You can write in, mándanos un chiste, and you could win, two for the price, so dos por uno, for your show, for the live story comedy show this Wednesday in Madrid. Now, Joaquin has a joke, but we're going to wait. Vamos a ver. We're going to wait. We're going to give another minute because we have another question. Otra pregunta from Manuel. He says, oh, he wrote in Spanish. He said, tengo una duda y es sobre la palabra necessary. ¿Por qué para decir si es necesario se dice if necessary en vez de if it's necessary? Well... If necessary, we often say that, don't we?
I think
Trisha?
Both work, right? Necessary or it's necessary.
If it's like, I'll bring my umbrella, but only if it's necessary. I'll bring my umbrella if necessary. If it's necessary.
I don't want to throw you under the bus with me, but sometimes English speakers, we don't speak very well. Then I learn things from Spanish people learning English. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I've been saying that wrong.
Yeah, it's true. I would say either one is fine. If necessary, if it's necessary. Si es necesario. Bueno, si es necesario, if necessary. Mm-hmm. It does sound really good to me, if necessary.
Yeah.
I think that's more common. Why? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have come to the reality that I have accepted that it's okay to just say, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But that's the language is based on so many exceptions that there, and the rule, to be honest, the rule doesn't really matter usually. Porque sí. Ya está.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes we get caught focusing on grammar, so we can, you know, explain a grammar rule, but not necessarily put it into practice. Sometimes it's good to just listen to the way people are talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And then pick up the bad habits of English speakers.
Yeah. Well, that's the way kids learn, right? They just listen and repeat.
Yeah.
The kids, the two-year-old doesn't say, what's the rule?
Yeah.
Is that the third conditional? No,
it just
repeats it, right?
Well, if you ask any of my Canadian friends back home that don't speak a second language, they actually wouldn't even know what the third conditional is.
Oh, no, of course.
Or perfect.
Is it
present
a gerund?
Perfect.
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because the language of a language is language.
Yeah. I never heard of phrasal verbs until I came to Spain. I learned that from Spanish people.
Right? Did you learn grammar in school?
Hold on. Let me just go back and correct what I said. I shouldn't say I learned what a phrasal verb was from Spanish people. I learned what a phrasal verb was when I was learning to teach. And we were taught, this is called a phrasal verb. And I said, oh, pick up, okay, or turn into. Yeah, I suppose that would be difficult to understand. But we never thought of it that way, right?
They're nasty.
But sorry, did we learn grammar in school? Yeah, but not the same. I didn't really pay much attention to it.
No.
I think if you asked me when I was in grade 12, you know, identify a preposition and a subject verb and the preposition, what's a preposition, what's a pronoun in this, and I wouldn't probably know because we glossed over it when I was 10 years old, but then I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
We don't learn grammar that way.
No.
We just start, you know, reading books and poetry and things, but yeah. Now we have, someone has shared a picture here. It's getting, wait, no. I might have a problem here with my Twitter. It's, what happened? Hold on. Let's see, because we have a couple of jokes. Oh, it was deleted. Someone shared one and then it seems it was deleted. We had a picture. It could have possibly been a joke. But, okay, Joaquin has a joke. Are we ready for this one?
Yep.
What did the traffic light say to the car?
What?
Don't look. I'm changing.
All right. Like it.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Oh,
I was going to tell you, jokes are a really good way to learn a language. You
don't
really
look.
Have to look into the question.
What did the traffic light say to the car? Don't look, I'm changing.
It's a play on words.
All right.
I don't understand all. I understand very much, but
Well, in fact, today you asked me what semaforo was.
Yes, traffic light.
Yeah.
What did the traffic light semaforo say to the car?
So you know what happens a lot when you're...
Las luces cambian, but why does he tell him not to look?
Don't look, I'm changing.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Like he's changing my eye.
So, you know, you're with a friend?
I actually just got it now myself.
Yeah.
Don't look, I'm changing in the sense of cambiando de ropa.
Yeah.
I'm naked. It's like I'm changing. So don't look.
I'm changing.
But he's changing, changing from,
Because we do that, like when you're sharing a room with a friend or something, like, don't look, I'm changing. And a traffic light changes from green to red. It's a clever joke.
Joaquin is in the lead. Unless someone comes up with a really good joke in the next 8 minutes, Joaquin is going to walk away with a 2-for-1 deal here.
Yeah.
Right? To your show. All right. Do you like weird news?
Yes.
Do you like weird news?
Yes.
All right, let's see what's happening in the weird world of weird news. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's weird news. Well, we're into December already, which means, according to my personal policy, I can start to acknowledge that Christmas is coming. I don't do it in November. I don't talk about Christmas in November, not until December, and we're here now.
November?
Some people, you know, they start decorating in November, and they start, you know, you go to the shop and they're selling the turrón.
Yeah.
And I say, not yet, but once December comes, then I start to get A little bit festive. How about you?
You get in the spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the lights that are in Madrid.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit lazy in decorating my house, but I definitely appreciated growing up.
Yeah.
The decorations did go up, though, you know, in the middle of November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm more of a late starter, but I like it when it's when the time comes. But maybe not as much as this grandfather who has spent 3 weeks turning his home into a Christmas grotto. Like a Christmas, I don't know, a really Christmassy decorated place, let's say.
Okay.
Now, his name is Stan Yanetta, and he's planning to dress up as Santa Claus to pose for pictures and hand out presents to young visitors each evening. Now, he has created this Christmas tourist attraction, which has welcomed visitors from all around the UK. Now, he's in a town called South Shields. And he started out with just a few lights for his grandchildren, but each year his display keeps getting bigger and bigger. He is known for his eccentric garden, and he has no idea how many decorations he has now. And he spent the last 3 weeks creating this year's festive exhibit, which he thinks costs him around £15 per day to pay the electricity bill. That's a lot of money, really. £15 per day, I suppose, for your power bill.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
Now, he says everyone on the road is over the moon about it. What does that mean? Do you know that expression? Over the moon is like flipando, right?
Yeah,
like, oh, my God. What a show, they say. They're over the moon. They're excited about seeing it. He says nothing else happens around this area. And now kids have somewhere to go to see Santa Claus. That's nice, right?
That is, I think I heard about him the other day.
So he will dress up, as the British say, Father Christmas. We say Santa Claus, right, in Canada?
Yeah, typically. They say Father Christmas.
Father Christmas. He poses for pictures and he hands out gifts every evening. I got to go over there. He's handing out gifts every evening?
We should head there.
Right? Now, he says that his grandchildren love the decorated house and visits from Santa. And last year, they didn't realize that I was dressed as Santa. So he was dressed up. But, yeah, anyway. Cool.
Yeah.
So he's getting into the Christmas spirit, right?
And you are too. Does that mean your tree's up now?
No. I'm going to Canada for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
I am. And so I always get a tree. I always get a tree there. And did you always have a big tree in Canada?
Three.
Three trees.
Mm-hmm.
Three trees. Wow.
The family was really into Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And natural trees?
Artificial.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, we would get natural trees, but over the years, it eventually made the transition to artificial.
Yeah.
They're much easier to clean up.
Yeah, you just wrap it up and put it away for next year.
Yeah. Taking them down's horrible, though. It's so much work.
It is. And it can be kind of a sad moment too, taking down the Christmas tree.
It is.
You know?
You can leave it up till February.
In my house, no.
Leave it up till February. That's right.
Well, is Christmas trees in Spanish houses a thing here? Do you like Christmas trees?
No, in Spanish, it's typical, the Portal de Belén.
Yeah, the nativity scene. Nativity scene. But some people get trees though. Tino, yeah. do you put up a Christmas tree? Tino puts up a tree. Yeah. See, Tina says, yeah, I put up a tree. Claro que sí. Some people do, some people don't.
Yeah.
Just depends.
I don't know if that's a westernization, the idea of the tree. Is that like a westernization? Because you had the Belén, the nativity scene.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like 50 years ago, were people in Spain putting up trees?
I don't know. I suppose that in person, yes, and another no. But
some people did, and some
I like the Americans' traditions. I like the Halloween.
You like Black Friday?
No, yeah. Black Friday, no. But
MediaMart likes it apparently. In El Corte Inglés.
Actually, is a popular that in the Spanish person say, oh, Halloween, but no, Halloween, no. And I think, why not?
Why not?
It's a it's a party.
If you don't like it, you don't have to do it, right?
That's right. We're actors. We get to dress up all the time.
Many Spanish person do it like... como si fuera,
as if it were
obligación, no
as
sé.
If they had to. Yeah. Nobody's pressuring you into celebrating Halloween. We're almost at. We have 1 minute. We have 60 seconds. So I want to wrap this up properly and acknowledge. I think Joaquin had the best joke.
Joaquin.
He said, "What did the traffic lights say in the car? Don't look. I'm changing." All right.
Yeah.
So can we say that Joaquin is our winner?
Absolutely.
Joaquin. It's Joaquin Lázaro. And he said, oh, hold on. We've got it. We got another one. Oh, my. Wait. Teek says, people ask me, why are you single? You're attractive, intelligent, and creative. My reply is, I'm overqualified.
Oh.
That's good.
That's good.
The thing is, I think we just gave it to Joaquin, didn't we?
You know what? Why don't we give them each one?
Oh, my gosh. That's generous.
So I feel bad because I don't want to take it away from Joaquin.
All right.
But this joke that just came in is quite good. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We have to finish the show, but I will write to both of these people after the show with details on how they can get in touch with you and claim their prize.
Sounds good.
So the show, if you want to experience comedy in English, it is Live Story on Gran Vía, the Chocita del Loro, 8:30 on Wednesday, December 4th.
Yeah.
Tickets available at
LaChocitaDelLoro.com. Atrapalo's the easiest.
Atrapalo,
or go to
folks.
TYF Comedy. Our social medias or the website, TYFComedy.com.
All right. Thanks for coming, guys. It's
Thank
been a treat.
You so
it's been
much.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
No dejes un asunto tan importante como tu formación en idiomas por esa presunta falta de tiempo, porque esto solo maquillará la evidencia. La formación en idiomas, especialmente en inglés, es cada vez más imprescindible. Esta decisión te podrá parecer arriesgada, pero te aseguro que estarás apostando por un valor seguro.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Disney English Vaughan es un curso de inglés para niños entre 4 y 9 años, donde combinamos el método Vaughan con la magia de Disney. Sigue siendo el método Vaughan al 100%. No olvidemos